In our next segment, Nina Serrano talks with Ethiopian-American songwriter and vocalist Maclit Hadero about her journey from a girl with a guitar to a musician with a recording contract. Maclit explores issues of ethnic identity and community and shares songs from her new album, On a Day Like This.
Yvette Hochberg and I, for over a year, have been wanting to bring to you Maclit Hadero, who is in the studio with us today. Welcome, Maclit.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
I had heard you at the Mission Cultural Center, and I've come across your new album, On a Day Like This, and I hear the development in your voice, in your presentation, and what has been added, these incredible production values. Tell us a little bit how you went from girl with a guitar to woman in a real production studio.
I have to say that this development does feel like it happened pretty quickly. About a year ago, Peter Varshavsky from Porto Franco Records, which was a new record label at the time, wanted to bring San Francisco music to a broader audience. So Peter came to me and said, "We would like to sign you." Such a wonderful thing to work with a record company that really cares so much about the music and really keeps music at the cornerstone of their whole philosophy and of the way that they interact with their artists. Being on a record label allowed me to be in a real studio and to hire musicians to spend much more time with me than I would have been able to on my own. So we spent about a week recording in July of 2009 and about another week recording in October of 2009. And the roster of artists that joined me on this record is pretty remarkable. And so I was able to bring together my community of musicians to join me on the album. So that's the richness of sound that you hear. So it's not just me and a guitar, but it's actually my whole community on this record.
Well, you really come out of community. That's how your music was heard in San Francisco, because you've always been part of community benefits and community events and working at the Red Poppy Art House.
And that's why it was really important that that be mirrored in both how the music was made as well as how I'm performing it now. So I'm playing with bigger ensembles, and the songs, as a consequence, have really grown in their arrangements.
Let's listen to Soleil Soleil on your new album called On a Day Like This, Maclit Hadero.
Soleil, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, lay. Soleil, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, lay. Soleil, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, lay. Soleil, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, lay. I've been dreaming, dreaming of the sun, of this lovely, lovely melody. Holy Queen of Sunshine, shine down on me. I've been dreaming, dreaming of the sun, of this lovely, lovely melody. Holy Queen of Sunshine, shine.
That was a great song. There you are in the studio and working in a new way, a different way. It's not you and the guitar and the live audience. You're now communicating with an arranger, or did you use your own arrangements?
The album was recorded in overdubs. And the thing about that is that we got to pick and choose. We ended up with a rich variety and a rich kind of overlay of sounds. And so the mixing process, we spent a couple of months really mixing, but the mixing process was also a selection of sounds. What kind of sound goes here and what kind of sound goes there? So it was almost like we arranged it after it was recorded.
How does your composing, how has that been affected?
Well, I think it's much more about layers now. You know, my first EP called Eight Songs was really about rhythm guitar, where the guitar and the voice stand alone. But now when I write on the guitar, I'm really writing parts. I'm writing bass parts. I'm writing other melodic parts that go over it. I'm doing harmonies with my vocals. And this is all through the magic of GarageBand. And that's very much how the album itself was recorded.
So there seem to be more demands now on your musicianship.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Where did you study?
Well, I've really studied informally. I don't have a degree in music or anything. I have a degree in political science. So when I first got to San Francisco, I got the Young Musicians Scholarship from Blue Bear School of Music. And so for a year, they gave me money to take classes, musicianship, songwriting, and guitar. And then I've done a whole bunch of independent studies, both in vocal technique, as well as in guitar and songwriting. It's actually really important to keep on learning.
Well, let's take a listen to Walk Up. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Sure. During the month of June of 2009, I was at the DeYoung Museum in Residence, and they gave us a gallery, Todd Brown and myself. Todd is the founder of the Red Poppy Art House. So we spent a month in the Kimball Gallery, and my whole job this month was to write songs all day, every day. And
in public?
Yes, yes, in public. And one of the things that inspired me most in the museum was the Terrell Skyscape, which is out in the sculpture garden. It's this beautiful sculpture that's open to the sky, and you walk inside of it, and you can sit and watch the sky, and it has great acoustics. And so sound changes as you move throughout the sculpture. And I would sit in there for hours and do, you know, spontaneous acoustic concerts and just sing in there. And I was so inspired by the space that I wrote the song Walk Up, which was created from the moments inside of that sculpture where I would sit and watch people sink into themselves and also open. And that's what that song is about. It's about moments of opening.
And let's take a listen to Walk Up by Miklit Hedero.
Straight through the room, straight through the hole in the ceiling. Take your place in the sky. Oh, look around at the clouds that hold you, that hold. Circle you and make a tornado from the air. Oh, it feels just like you dreamed, just like you dreamed. Oh, your shoulders are clear, they have given up. Weights and the knots, the weights and the knots, the weights and the knots. No more gravity around you, no more gravity, no more gravity. down the street earlier in the day. Who knew this? Who knew this would be easy? Who knew this would be easy? And you suddenly think of the kings and the poets in the past, and how they must have felt just like this on a day like this. On a day like this, oh well.
You just heard Miklit Hedero singing her own song, Walk Up, on the album On a Day Like This. You also worked with another Ethiopian group. Can you tell me about that?
Well, for 2 years I had a project that I co-founded with Todd Brown from the Red Poppy Art House called Nefasha Ayer. And the whole idea of Nefasha Ayer was to explore the space of in-between. This idea of multiplicity of human beings being so many different things and how we can never really fit into one box. Personally, that story resonated with me having been born in Ethiopia and grown up in the United States. But it was never really Ethiopian music. It was more trying to take inspiration from that music. And the idea was to bring together musicians to try to come up with a new musical language that made space for all of our traditions to play with each other and to light each other and to come to a place of real communication.
Seems like that's a path you have continued on all the way into the recording studio in your new work.
That absolutely. You know, the challenge of Nefasha Ayer was that I wanted to use it to talk about the multiplicity of human beings. But what I ended up talking about all the time was being Ethiopian. And that wasn't what I was trying to do. I was trying to use that cultural heritage as a springboard to say, but I'm not just this. And the irony being that it actually made my ethnicity the center of the musical project. In an attempt to broaden, it actually ended up narrowing. So that was a challenge of that project.
What about wearing a flower in your hair?
You know, I started wearing a flower in my hair when I was 20 years old. And of course, it's inspired by Billie Holiday.
Miklit, what are the plans for the future?
In the immediate future, I've got my CD release party planned, which is at Bimbo's 365 Club in San Francisco on Thursday, May 13th. And that's going to be probably the biggest show I've ever done. Beautiful, classic San Francisco venue in North Beach. And I'm also going to have just a wonderful array of special guests with me. And the incredible opera singer from Oakland, Janine Anderson, hosted by Tandiwe. It's going to be a whole smorgasbord.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I think people are going to enjoy if they get down to Bimbo's on May 13th in North Beach in San Francisco. Thank you so much, Miklit Hedero.
Thank you, Nina. Thank you, Yvette.
This has been produced by Yvette Hochberg and Nina Serrano for Women's Magazine.
You're listening to Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM. We'll listen to one more piece by Miklit Hedero. This piece is called Leaving Soon.
He strung the guitar light, the way he stroked my back, 'cause he's shy sometimes. I ask him to dance, but oh, he don't dance. No, he don't know he's a beautiful. Oh. He pulled back the veil and showed the color of his heart is blue, so blue, so blue. But yes, I know you're leaving soon. I will.
baby, no, don't come so close, you're leaving. Leaving soon, baby, no, don't come so close, you're leaving. Leaving soon. He take me to the roof and show me the moon he fall. Oh, 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 tonight. And there we lay with my guitar and play. Oh, 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 lovely. My dear, so far from here, huh? You'll be, well, maybe you can stay with me. Well, baby, no, don't come so close, you're leaving, leaving soon. Baby, no, don't come so close, you're leaving, leaving soon. Well, your eyebrows, they out softly, like branches toward the water, and your fingertips, they remind me of the moon. Oh, well, time it passes quickly, been years and years already. I am glad you are leaving.
That was Leaving Soon. And MacLeet has just released a video to that song, which can be found on her MySpace page at myspace.com/MacLeet. The video was produced by another Ethiopian diaspora artist, Salvador Fillmore. MacLeet Hadera will celebrate the release of her new CD, On a Day Like This, with a concert in San Francisco at Bembo's 365 Club at 8 p.m. on Thursday, May 13th. For more information, you can call Bembo's 365 Club at 415-474-0365. And you can also find lots more about MacLeet at MacLeetHadero.com. MacLeet is spelled M-E-K-L-I-T. And we'll, of course, also have the link on our own blog at kpfawomensmag.blogspot.com.